unbelievably delicious deals only at Denny's.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune,
that happy
is,
tune
your
is your step. Oh,
life can be so
life
sweet.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Who's this? Sunny.
Dickie Mouse.
K. Romano.
Oh.
Dickie Mouse.
And that's fun. That's K. Romano, Ray's sister.
K? Okay.
Thank God.
This road. No.
Get me an ice bag, will you?
Yeah.
No, Edith, I want to build an igloo.
Yeah, that's telling her. That's telling her, Archie.
That's right, geez. I'm Merrill
I'll
O'Connor.
Gold, I can already tell this show's going to be horrible.
Oh, yeah.
What's new?
And the weather is so nice.
Beautiful,
out.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely not a drop anywhere dry as a bone.
Oh, my goodness.
And the weather is the reason for somebody having an accident this morning. We'll talk about that, among other things. Good afternoon. Welcome to the April 3rd. Edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I had this is really weird because I haven't had a flat tire forever. I went out to, I had two flat tires, completely flat.
Two?
Yeah. April 3rd.
No. Oh.
I gotcha.
Oh, man.
April 3rd.
Wow.
See,
that
now that really threw them because they thought, well, he does April 2nd.
Yeah.
And now he thought it was over.
Yeah. The joke is I moved it to April 3rd.
You moved it up.
Yeah. That's pretty good, isn't it, Beyond?
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. Yeah. I told you this show would suck.
I know we have
Burke's segment today because I talked to Dan before the show, and go ahead, Dan. Tell them the story. Now, how old, first of all, is Alyssa again?
17.
Yeah, that's exactly how old I was when I had my first car wreck. And it was the same conditions. Raining.
Yeah.
Same thing. And I rear-ended somebody. Go ahead, tell them what happened.
She was on her way to school. She went and picked a friend up.
Yeah, folks, wait till you hear the best part about what the woman did who she hit. This is great.
She was driving down the road, and everybody started slamming.
Which is where most people drive, the road.
Yeah. Yes, and she said somebody was pulling out of this gas station, so she didn't have anywhere to go because both lanes were full, and she said everyone just slammed their brakes on in front of her, and she slammed her brakes on and started sliding and slid into this car.
Now, Pian, does his mic sound weird to you?
I don't.
It's been screwing up for a while.
It's got like a crackly thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds like a short.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. This equipment is all brand new.
I know. It's a preamp type of thing, I think, is what's going on with this.
That sounds weird. Go ahead.
So she ends up sliding and...
Now, can I tell you what it sounds like? So she ends up sliding. It's just weird.
Really?
Maybe somebody listening in the engineering department.
I'm sure somebody will be in here.
They'll rush in here any second.
Once they hear that the...
Oh, yeah. That's not acceptable broadcast quality.
The product is not of high quality.
Yeah. They're real big on the product, quality product. They'll be in here any moment. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. I moved to a different mic.
That's much better.
Is it? Okay, good.
Just good running day. Back and forth all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just do that. So she ends up, everyone slams their brakes on ahead of her, and she ends up slamming her brakes on and sliding and hitting this car in front of her. So then, as soon as she does that, the person that she hit jumps out of the car and runs over to the grass, and it's pouring down rain, runs over to the grass and lays down in the grass. And
oh, man, your initial reaction is she fell, she's unconscious. She just dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her friend, my daughter's friend, jumps out of the car and runs over to see if she's okay. And she said, I just needed to lay down my head.
That's what I always do when somebody bumps me. I jump out and run and lay down in wet grass.
Yeah. So someone else that's driving by, the people that are driving by end up calling an ambulance because they thought someone was ejected from the car. So the ambulance gets there. The police get there. And everything was okay. Everybody's okay. Her husband showed up, and he made sure that everybody was okay. And he said, she's okay. She refused treatment. And then everyone refused treatment at the scene, and everybody was okay, just shaken up. And so my daughter ended up going to school.
Now, this is her first accident.
Yes.
Was she really shook up?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I'm telling you, it rattles you when you're a kid. By the way, go back to the other microphone. It's the same. And maybe it's my end, because I hear the same exact thing. Oh, my goodness, we have a bulletin. Is this coming from the Weather Center?
Yes, I ran down to the Weather Center.
I noticed, Dan, when Dan was talking, you were gone, and I thought, where's Peon? Now we know he's in the KTRS Weather Center. Peon, what's going on down there?
Well, thank you very much, Frank. We have a flash flood warning in effect for Monroe and St. Clair County in Illinois.
That's a surprise.
Until 9:15 this evening. Once again, Monroe and St. Clair Counties in Illinois till 9:15.
All right, come on back up here.
All right, I'm going to run up
the tube.
All right.
Get the transport tube.
Here he goes.
Come back in here.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Stepped right out. Look at that.
Wow.
Right here.
So she's okay, though.
She's okay.
Just shaken.
Everyone's okay, yeah. She was pretty shaken up, and the school said because of the circumstances, they gave them an excused absence and everything, but she ended up going to school. She wanted to go to school.
See, listen to this. Any other kid.
Boy, that
any other
sounds
kid.
Just like me when I was 17.
I know. I would have used that and said, I'm not going to school.
I'm with Peon. If my teacher or principal had said, you know, you're in an accident, why don't you're just excused today, I'd have said, woohoo.
I would have known that. I would have an accident once a week when I was there.
Exactly. Not what Alyssa did. No, I'd rather go into class. Whew,
and she was upset, and I said, you know, if you can't concentrate, if you're really having a hard time, just call me or call your mom and we'll come up and get you and whatever. But she ended up sticking it out and staying in school. And
one time I stuck it out in school and I got kicked out because I stuck it out.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, no.
So they went in and asked the because she has a my daughter has a parking spot in the there so she can drive. And they went in and said, can her friend have that parking spot? Because her friend then will drive her car. There's like 6 weeks left in school. And they, oh, no, we have this, they started, we have this on file,
oh,
we have that
follow
on file.
The rules.
Oh, yeah, and all this can't, other stuff.
It's been the rules.
No, for 6 weeks.
I still don't get the, get out of your car, walk over to the wet grass in the rain and lie down. That must have really shaken that woman up.
And
here's the sad thing. She may have said, no, I'm fine. I don't need an ambulance. Her husband may have said, no, she's fine.
Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean a thing, because once the lawyer gets a hold of them, they'll go, and in court, you know what they'll say? Well,
adrenaline.
Her attorney says, well, but, you know, my client made it to really clear.
She was in shock. Adrenaline was pumping.
And the insurance people said, well, yes, that's because she's not a doctor. She can't self-diagnose. She was unaware at the time that she was suffering massive injuries.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just discount that as she thought she was okay. And I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't either, because a 17-year-old girl hit me one time, and I was on my way to play hockey, and she hit me just like that, and she got out of the car, and she's crying hysterically. I'm like, we're both okay. Don't worry about it. Everything is fine. And she says, this is my third accident. My dad's going to kill me.
Oh, boy.
So I went on after the police showed up. He made out a little report and everything, and then I went on and played hockey. And the next day, I woke up, and I could not move my neck. And her dad had called me and said, can we settle this without insurance? And I said, I have to tell you, I'm not like this, but my neck is just...
And he's
so
thinking,
stubborn.
Oh, yeah, right, you're not like
right.
this. Your neck hurts.
I'm not usually like this.
And he says, oh, I see. Okay. I'll call my insurance company. So then I called, I talked to the insurance company. And I said, I just want to go to the doctor to make sure that everything's okay. And so I did. And the doctor said, you just have a little mild case of whiplash. And that's normal for that to get stiffen up the next day. So
we made a huge mistake in our 20s. This is really weird. My wife, on two different occasions, about 15 years apart, was sitting at a stoplight in St. Louis, in once downtown and once out in the county, West County, sitting perfectly still at the stoplight, and a commercial vehicle, fairly good-sized truck, slams into the rear end of her. That same exact thing happened twice to her. And there's obviously At no point was she cited or at fault. There was no question about it. She was sitting still. And there were witnesses, and then the police showed up, and everybody, you know, yeah, she was sitting still. Now, the first time it happened, though, she got hit really hard. And we were young and stupid. And she went to 3 or 4 different doctors. She to this day, has neck issues because it really hit her hard. And we didn't know any better. And we allowed somebody, you know, to talk us into just settling, because what we settled for at the time seemed like a fortune. It was $8,000. But an attorney that we had gone to, we didn't know an attorney. So a friend said, here's this guy's name. He said, you know, he would communicate with us. And it was a period of about 2 years. And finally he said, well, I think we got the very best we can get here. I got $8,000 from him. Now you have to understand that $8,000, the fortune for us. And he took a third. So we got like five. Or some, you know, and some change. But still, we thought, holy cow, that's more money than we have saved. I mean, that's a lot of money. It wasn't a lot. We spent way more than that years later. She's had a couple of back surgeries. She's had neck procedures. So don't be stupid and settle before you really do know you're okay. And if the other side of that is, don't be a D-bag and act like, you know,
try and get millions.
I'm in pain and then try to milk. That's what's wrong. That's one of the things wrong with this society and why everything costs so much money is you get morons claiming things that aren't true. So be honest about it. But don't cut it loose and don't cut them loose until you know you're okay.
Our insurance guy was saying the sad thing is the smaller accidents like that is usually he's been seeing that more people will try and get milk that and just get so much more out of it than what they're entitled to and what they're.
Well, you know, years ago they uncovered this ring of people who would hit each other. It was a big scam. Okay, Dan, at the corner of whatever market and whatever, I'll hit your car. And then you get out of the car and you're in severe pain. And then we split the settlement money.
Yeah.
That was a huge scam.
Well, remember, too, people were doing that and jumping in front of other cars and just slamming their brakes on so the people would hit them.
Oh, yeah. You see that on the Russian dash cam videos.
They do that?
Pedestrians in the middle of a crosswalk will run in front of a car and try to get hit. That's why so many Russians have dash cams. That's one of the reasons why.
This is going to come as a shock to a lot of people, but some people are dishonest.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah. I tell you. Now, okay, my story. I'm 17. Alyssa, I relate to Alyssa because it was saying that raining, hit somebody. But I'm taking my brother to school because I am the cool, older big brother with a driver's license. You know, he's only 14. And I'm 17. I'm cool. So it's raining. I'm going to take him to school. O'Fallon, Illinois. Highway 50 in what is now, I guess, Fairview Heights. I had just pulled out of our driveway. We lived right on Highway 50. It couldn't have been 50 yards. And guy slams on his brakes. I can't stop in time. I hit him, and I knock him into the car in front of him. So now I've damaged two cars now.
Mm.
And it's raining. And I get out, and I walk up to, there's an older man, older meaning he was probably like 48 or something. And I said, are you okay? And he said, yeah, I think I'm fine. Let's check on the car in front of me that I hit when you hit me. So we go up there, and that person is really fine because it's a secondary hit, you know.
Yeah.
So this guy could tell I was really, really shaking. Because the sound of the headlights breaking, it's a horrible sound.
Oh, that metal crunching.
That crunching and glass, and I thought, oh, my goodness. And this was the only car my dad had ever been able to buy that was a sort of decent car. We had to buy it used, and it was a...
This was the family car?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
The family car. 66 Chevy Impala.
Ooh, nice car, too.
Bought it from a school teacher who had bought it and couldn't make the payments. So rather than have it repossessed, he sold it to us. So it was like a new car to us. and the hood is buckled up. I mean, it's just pushed up. You couldn't even see the hood was shoved up so high. This man that I hit said, "Son, are you okay? You seem to be very upset." I said, I am. I said, "My dad, he's just," I said, "this is not good." And I said, "I can't believe this happened so close to home." He said, "Where do you live?" And I pointed. "My house right there. It's right there. You can see it." And he said, "Would you like for me to walk over to the house with you and reassure your parents that you did nothing wrong? You couldn't help it. It was raining. And you're a fine young man." And I said, "Wow, how nice."
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, he sued us.
Oh.
Yeah.
What he wanted to see was that I had parents.
Yeah.
And then if I had, and that we had insurance. And then once he figured that out, we get a call. We're being sued by Ed Schmuckmeyer, or whatever the guy's name was. And I just thought, this guy could not have, and when you're a kid, you can't read people. It was like, he was my dad. That's how caring and concerned he was and compassionate. Mm. As soon as he walked out, he called his insurance company and said, "Let's sue these people." And I don't understand why, because if he saw our house, very modest, didn't matter. He knew we had insurance, and that's who's going to pay.
Yeah.
So that was a real eye-opener, one of my first experiences where I learned, be careful. Be careful when you trust people or what they say or how they act. So this is okay. That's the best part.
Yeah.
And the other best part is now, because you said her car was total. And folks, that doesn't mean she was in a horrible, horrible accident. It was not a valuable car.
No, it's like a $2,000, $2,500 car.
Yeah, and if a car is $2,500 car and there's $1,500 worth of damage, you're going to total it.
Yeah.
So the good news for her is, woohoo, she gets a new car. Way to go, Lisa. Way to go. Good move. And she has to get another car.
She's pretty bummed she didn't have anything to drive right now.
Yeah, get replaced. Yeah. You know, and when it's raining like that, yeah, the law says, and the other place you lucked out, you told me she didn't get ticketed.
Yeah.
And you're lucky, because the law says she should have been ticketed for driving too fast for conditions, because even though it's raining and the conditions are bad, you're supposed to be able to maintain enough distance no matter what happens in front of you. You don't rear end anybody.
Yeah,
and that's what my ticket was at 17, driving too fast for conditions. I can still see it in my mind written on the ticket.
Yeah,
such a traumatic deal.
I talked to the cop that was on the scene, and by the way, he's a St. Louis County cop and a great guy too. He was very understanding with both sides of it, and he ended up talking to both parties involved and everything, and really kind of eased everyone, you know, and made everybody feel a lot better, I think. Yeah. So he was a good cop.
And the sad thing is, when you have a wreck, you're not really supposed to say anything to anybody. You're just not.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say, "Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry." Oh, you know what? How many people heard you say that? That means you're guilty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Why would you be sorry if it hadn't been your fault? I mean, they'll use anything against you.
Yeah.
So you just have to be real careful. You young people listening, be very careful what you say.
Well,
I've seen people jump out of the car and go, "Oh, my goodness, this was my fault. I'm so sorry."
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, when you said that you hit that car and that other car hit the next car, that was one of my first questions. Did the other car hit another car in front? It's like, no.
Yeah, because if the traffic's backed up and you hit somebody hard enough, it's a boom, boom, and two or three cars can get hit.
Yeah, and Alyssa, I guess what happened was when they slammed their brakes on, you know, the car in front of you goes down a little bit, and her car is a lower car. It's a little Honda, and I think she went under the car more than anything.
Yeah.
And even the cops said there wasn't much damage at all to the front car, which is usually the case, because that's happened to me a couple times where the car behind me, the girl that hit me, her car was destroyed, and I had some problem, just a minor problem.
The other thing, when two cars are in a wreck and one of them has like $3,600 worth of damage and the other one goes, "Nah, nothing really."
I know.
Not enough to go to the body shop for.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Pian, did you have anything?
I did not.
All right, close it up. First segment. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to take a break. I'm going to do some business. We come back, we're going to take your calls. This is Thursday. This is the day we have more time for you to call than any other day. The only segment we have today is the outdoor segment. I do that. It's pretty quick. Otherwise, it's a free-for-all. So you got a lot of time to talk to us and call us. 314 314- 969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Mr. Londoff is unavailable today. Let me read you an email from a Johnny Londoff Chevrolet customer. A very recent email. After 5 weeks of looking for a truck without success, I had an appointment with another dealership. I decided to stop in at Johnny Londoff, hoping they would save me a drive. They did. Within an hour, I had the truck picked out that I wanted. In another hour, I was buying it. Thank you, Johnny Londoff. I bought a 2014 Chevy Silverado work truck. The salesman, Derek Metcalf, did a super job. With 10 being the best, my experience was a 10. I would definitely recommend family or friends, and I already have, to Derek and Johnny Londoff. I am AM and the PM. Thank you, Larry Welsh. Larry, thank you. Also, congratulations to Kat Schmidt and Diana DeWeese. Purchased a 2014 Equinox. To Rich Kramer from St. Genevieve. Big listener. 2014 Blue Granite Silverado. Rich, enjoy that truck. And that's right, our signal. That's Bernice Land, St. Yeah. Genevieve. Oh. Our signal comes in crystal clear in St. Genevieve. So to Rich, who drove all the way from St. Genevieve because he's AM and the PM, you have no idea how much we appreciate that. And those are just one, two, three, four of many, many, many examples of people who have driven out of their way, a long way in some cases, to do business with Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, because there is something to be said for the experience. A Chevy is a Chevy. The Chevys sitting on lots at other dealerships are the same Chevys. Prices, probably very close. Experience, way you're treated, big difference dealership to dealership. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, I'm sure this rain is causing problems this afternoon, too. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
Yeah, we do have some problems out there. We have westbound 255 before Telegraph, an accident blocking the right lane, and traffic slow coming over the JB Bridge. On eastbound 44, just before Six Flags, you've got an accident that has two right lanes blocked. Traffic is backed up almost through Pacific. And then we just have slow traffic running now on westbound 40 from near Hampton through Big Bend. It's also slow again, 270 out through Mason. If you're traveling eastbound 40 downtown, things are going to be a little slow now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And yes, we have a lot of standing, puddling water on some of these highways, so just take it easy and be aware. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame invites you to honor the Tigers April 12th at Rams Park. It's the SunTrip Automotive Family Salute to Mizzou in St. Louis. See John Cadillac, Norm Stewart, and Johnny Rowland inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also to be honored, Gary Pinkle, Mike Alden, 2013 Cotton Bowl champions, and the 81-82 men's basketball team led by Steve Stepanovich. Food and drinks are included. General admission is $80. Tables at 10 or 1500. Info and tickets can be found at stlshof.com or by calling Tim at 314-226-1190.
Attention men. Want to ensure your relationship with your significant other blossoms this spring season? Don't wait another season to make your love life more enjoyable. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available, and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests, including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. 282-8780. 8780.
How long will it take you to pay off your credit card debt?
The rate we're going? Years and years and years.
I doubt we'll ever pay it off.
Pay it off? We're getting further behind.
The fact is, if you're just making minimum payments, you could be paying off your credit cards for a very, very long time.
Not me. I'm wiping the slate clean and saving a bundle.
That's right. There is a way you could settle your debt far sooner than you think. Call America's number one debt relief specialist, Freedom Debt Relief, right now and find out how. Unlike a debt consolidation company, Freedom Debt Relief offers a unique alternative that could resolve your debt sooner through a low monthly program payment. Some people are saving thousands. For important free information, call 1-800-400-8549. This is your chance to finally wipe the debt slate clean and put your credit card debt behind you. Get the free information you need. Call 1-800-400-8549. 1-800-400-8549.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicide, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
Healthcare reform is here. With it, your business must deal with the increased complexities and burdens of rising costs, taxes, government regulation, and risk. Insperity takes care of all of this and more. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. If you're worried about healthcare reform, discover Insperity's unique workforce optimization solution, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Insperity is ready for healthcare reform. Are you? For an executive briefing on healthcare reform from an Insperity Business Performance Advisor, call 1-866-210-7415. One call to Insperity can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
Listen to Retire Worry Free Saturday,
2 p.m.
on KTRS.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. If you're buying or selling a home and you like what you hear on This Week in Real Estate, then call me. With my help, when buying or selling a home, you'll get expert advice, direction, marketing, financing, correct pricing, the whole nine yards. I pride myself in helping people get where they're going with the least amount of complications or surprises. Buying or selling a home? Call me, Terry Hall, at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. And listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 to 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This sounds like Cher.
That's it.
Could be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled into Nazareth.
Yep, that's her.
Was feeling bummed and fast dead. I just need some place.
Wow, I read an article this morning about Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, she's in bad shape.
She got Parkinson.
Yeah.
She can't travel. She's in a wheelchair half the time.
She can't sing. Talk. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. For as critical as I am of commercials and advertising, and I'm real critical of it, I would like to think that from time to time I also am able to praise or give credit where credit is due. And for all the people who you hear doing commercials who have no business doing commercials, not often, but every once in a while, a guy like Jim McMillan comes along. Now, you've heard Jim McMillan. Jim McMillan, I believe, is in the nursery business, not little children.
Yeah.
But plants type nursery.
Nursery and nursery home business. Well, he's in a nursery.
He's in a nursing home?
Well,
no.
But he's not a radio guy. That's my point. He has absolutely, to me, one of the most listenable, natural. This guy should be doing a nationally syndicated show. Play a little of this commercial here.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love. And that's the Fertilome family.
Fertilome
is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day.
I could listen to that guy talk all day. It's very listenable. And the other thing I like is that I can do a pretty good impression of him. So that one of these days, if I ever decide to do April Fool's jokes again, it's going to be on him. And I'm going to call his wife or whoever he's living, and I'm going to pull a, "Hey, hi, this is Jim McMillan. You know, the Fertilome family is a family that when those pesky weeds start to come up, there is no better product. And I want you to listen to me this weekend because I'm going to be on the air with my buddy and we're going to talk about everything you want to talk about. And I'll call in one day and I'll say, you know, I'll call Mike Dorsey or someone. I'll say, Mike, screw you. I don't ever want to be on your station again. I'm not going to be on the air. And I know we're scheduled to be on in an hour, but I'm not going to be there. I'm just going to tell you, I hate your guts, and I've always hated your guts, and I can't stand KTRS. That'll be my April Fool's joke with Jim McMillan. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Oh, there they are.
Wow. I have a traffic bulletin.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, I'll go to you as Jim McMillan would go to you. Folks, you all know it's raining, and that's good for the grass. It's also good for weeds, and you don't want weeds, so you buy the products that I talk about. But enough about that. Let's go find out how this is affecting traffic. We're going to the KTRS Traffic Center. Here's my good friend, Dan Strauss.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
We have a KTRS listener just called in and said there's an accident on 364, the Page Extension, westbound, right after you go under Highway 94 heading into St. Charles, and the right lane is completely blocked. They have a fire department there and a multi-car accident there. So 364 westbound, right after you go under 94, there's a mess there.
Well, I think we can always depend on Dan Strauss to give us the lowdown on traffic. Dan, get on back in here in the studio.
Okay, I will, Jim.
All righty, there he goes.
I'm back.
All right, we have a couple of callers.
Hey, real quick, Colin just gave me some entertainment news. David Letterman will be retiring next year.
Whoa.
Good. I've had enough of Letterman. I don't know about anybody else.
It's a young man's game nowadays.
Well, not only that, he developed an attitude. It's like he just doesn't even want to be there half the time.
Attitude,
he's got an
very
edge.
Political.
He's got an edge, and he's way too political. Yeah. So, fine with me.
Who would take over for him?
Who cares?
They wouldn't. I don't think they would move Craig Ferguson up to that slot, wouldn't they?
Well, he owns all that stuff, doesn't he? That Worldwide Pants?
Yeah. Letterman's done okay.
I don't know how Craig would do up against...
I don't either. That's a different kind of show.
Yeah.
That's.
Did you see what they did for April Fools?
No.
Drew Carey hosted his show, and Craig hosted the Price is Right.
Really?
See, I like Craig Ferguson.
Yeah. No. He's. It's definitely different. It's not a.
What's amazing is his monologue is ad lib. Nobody does that. None of the other people do that. They're no prompter. He walks out and does that whole thing, and it's all.
And he does that thing where he walks up and taps the camera.
Yes, which is it's
interesting.
It is interesting, and it's something funny about it. 314, and then we're going right to the phones. 314-969. KTRS. If it was Jim McMillan, it'd be KTRS 5877 or toll. I can't stop doing it. Or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Rich, how are you?
Hello, AM and the PM.
Of course. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, we know who's going to take over for Letterman. It'll be Leno.
Oh, man.
I think Leno's done.
I know. Comedy's hard. Yeah, I'll go back to school and learn how to do it.
Yeah, it is.
You just stole Cleveland's joke later today.
Yeah. No, Bill will steal that one, and you'll hear it later.
I just had what I hope is a real quick story about some of the dishonest people after an accident. It's been probably 13, 14 years ago. I rear-ended a guy on Interstate 64 east of Mount Vernon who was parked in the interstate, passed out in his car. He was so drunk. I rear-ended this guy. Lucky
now, you know, when you say rear-ended him because he was passed out, you didn't sexually take advantage of him.
No.
Oh, right. Always better to have the sausage in the rear.
I don't go that way.
Okay, well, I don't
need people who do, whatever, as long as you're happy.
Whatever.
But that's not for me.
Okay.
But I hit this guy. I was probably doing 55 or 60 mile an hour when I hit him.
Whoa.
Man.
And when you hear people say, oh, I hit him so hard, I put the back bumper of his car in his back seat. I literally had the back bumper of his car in his back seat.
That's a big hit.
It was just about touching the headrest on the front seat. Well, luckily, he was so drunk, he was passed out. He didn't get hurt. I actually had to wake him up after I hit him. And I was fortunate enough to have two witnesses that stopped. And this is at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, like I said, about 3 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday, he's carted off to the hospital because the cops made him be looked at. After he was released, he was taken to jail and booked for
DWI.
Under the influence, illegally parked, impeding the flow of traffic. They pretty much wrote an entire ticket book on him. By Friday morning, his lawyers had contacted the insurance company for the company that I worked for. He had to have called them from jail. Was trying to sue my trucking company, well, not my company, but the company that I work for, because everybody just automatically assumes, oh, I got hit by a truck. It doesn't matter if it's my fault or not. There's big money involved here.
Well, and two things made you a target. One, it's a commercial vehicle. Bingo! And two, you hit him in the rear, which usually is your fault, but I can't imagine in this case.
Oh, well, I have in a filing cabinet a copy of the letter that our insurance company replied to his attorney with. And the first paragraph starts out something about, in regards to the accident that occurred on whatever the date was, our legally licensed driver was in no way at fault for the accident involving your insured who currently has a suspended driver's license, is being charged with an alcohol-related driving offense. I just had it listed everything that was involved with this. And come to find out, not only was he charged with driving while under the influence, he had a warrant for failure to appear for a still pending alcohol-related driving offense.
Oops,
he's toast.
And he had admitted to the EMTs in the ambulance before they left, and the EMT even took the time to walk over and inform the police officer doing the report. He had admitted to being at a distillery all day long and drinking. And if you and I was standing upwind from the man, as was the cop who showed up, and we were 10 feet from him, and we could smell the alcohol on him.
Yeah. I'm guessing the end of this story is nothing happened to you.
No, but it just goes to show you can be 100% completely at fault in the accident and still turn around and try to sue the person who no control of their own was involved in it.
Right, and you can be absolutely 100% not guilty and didn't do anything wrong, and people can still come after you. It's just the way it
exactly.
works.
Exactly.
Rich, good story.
And the thing is, a lot of times that'll follow you around for three to 5 years, depending upon how your insurance company handles it.
Yeah, until it's completely settled, no matter who's at fault or not at fault. Yeah, until it's settled in writing. You're right. Rich, thank you.
All righty. My pleasure.
Russ is next. Hello, Russ.
Hi there.
How are you?
You know these emails you get where it says, "Hey, I'm in Europe." And
yes, we just talked about it yesterday. I lost my wallet. I got robbed. Please send money.
I just got an email today. Evangelist John, and I'm not going to say his last name. Hello, my brethren in Christ. Greetings.
You can say the last name. It's not a real person
with,
anyway.
Esophageal cancer. Because it went unnoticed, I have had to undergo a laryngectomy, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I have decided to will donate my money to you for the good work of the Lord to promote charity works.
This is a good one.
I want this as last act of mine to be an offering to God and humanity. Send a note back with this reference, and I'm not going to go into it. And then, you know, I don't know you, but God bless you and abundantly, da-da-da-da-da.
I hope you know this is real.
That's the new one out.
Well, how do you know this is not real, Russ? What's the name? Why are you reluctant?
I'm not going to tap on the return email. If you want it, I'll give it to you, but I'm not tapping on it.
No, I don't want it. Nobody's going to tap on it either. Why are you reluctant to give this fake preacher's name?
Well, it's John Robert. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah, there's nobody named. There's no pastor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Robertson.
John Robertson?
John Robertson.
Yeah, well, that's a great attempt to act like you're sort of Pat Robertson, but not really. I'm John Robertson.
Yeah, it's at yahoo.ie. I have no idea what IE means.
Nah, well, at least you're smart. No, you're smart enough to not pay any attention to it except to laugh at it. And
I guarantee you that came from a Nigerian internet cafe.
Oh, I'm sure. I just thought I'd pass it on.
You know, so throw it away and save your money. Thank you, Russ.
All right, goodbye.
All right. He didn't say anywhere, though, where they ask him for money. See, normally, send me enough to cover the when I will you everything. Maybe there was more and he didn't read it all. Let's go to Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Frank, I got a good one for you. My wife was on Grand Avenue. This is about 25 years ago. She was going to work as a nurse late in the evening and got hit by a wrong-way driver, and the driver was drunk. It was a woman, had no insurance. My wife was in the hospital. It was a pretty serious deal. Well, the insurance company that we use, we had to pay the deductible to have our vehicle repaired, and then we actually settled with our insurance company for hospital bills, pain, and suffering. About 15 years later, we got a check back from our insurance company, State Farm, for the $250 deductible plus interest. They had finally collected all of the monies from this lady for both the pain, the suffering, the hospital bill, and for the repair of our vehicle.
And how long after was this?
I'll bet it was 15 years.
Wow!
Man.
I mean, they went after her, and they stayed after her until she paid that bill. I will tell you, I've had State Farm since I was 16. I'm 61, and they are the greatest company they have to cover for you, and I know that they're also the worst people to go up against.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't use State Farm. I'm sure there are other great companies, but the fact that 15 years later...
It was at least 12. It may have been 12, but it was more than a dozen years.
Well, it's good to know that happens.
Yeah. I mean, they made her pay. She had no insurance. She had no property. I don't know how they did it. But I called my agent and said, how in the hell did this happen? And they said, well, it's because we're that tenacious. Yeah. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the way it should be. It usually isn't. Good for you. It was in this case. All right, Dan. Thank you. Yeah, you forget about it. That's one of those things that enough time goes by. When the check comes, you go, what's this? I mean, it's been so long you forgot about it. I told you that Quiver River Electric in St. Charles County, it's owned by the residents that use the electricity. And for 10 years after I moved out of St. Charles County, I got checks every year for my dividend for Quiver River Electric. It went on for 10 years. Now, granted, it was like, I don't know, 80 bucks or whatever it was. But, hey, I'll take it. It's easy money. Associated Physicians Group. Let's talk about pain. I know you don't want to talk about pain. If you're in pain, you want to talk about it. I know I do when I'm in pain because I want to talk about it until finally somebody listens who can send me to somebody who can stop it. I have somebody who very possibly can get you out of your pain. And I say possibly because, look, there's no entity or service or treatment that is the cure-all for everything. But these people have a fantastic track record with people who've been plagued with knee pain or neck pain, back, shoulder, and every other part of the body you can imagine. APG. All pain gone. That's not really what it stands for, but that sort of is what they stand for. All pain gone. It stands for Associated Physicians Group. They have three clinics in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And they're in the pain management physical therapy business, and that is a very, very big business now, and it's going to get bigger because there are a lot of baby boomers. And baby boomers get older and things wear out, or they tend to forget that somebody forgets he's 50 and thinks he's still 38 and goes on vacation and does dumb things that his body used to be able to do but can't anymore, and now you've messed something up and you're in pain. Where do you go? What do you do? There is an alternative for many, many people, an alternative to painkillers, an alternative to surgery in a lot of cases, and that alternative is the Associated Physicians Group. I've watched these people work. I've been there. They're very impressive. I've talked to lots of people, patients, whose lives have been turned around. They were in pain. Now they're not in pain. Again, physical therapy, pain management, O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville, Illinois, and in Creve Coeur, they offer the alternative to knee replacement program. Check it out. Best thing to do, go to their website. Everything's there. You'll learn a lot. Associated Physicians Group. The website is apgpain.com.
Live and local. This is your official severe weather station. The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting your parts fast is your advance advantage. When you order your parts at AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can pick them up in-store within just 30 minutes. Yeah, that's so fast, we measure it in minutes. Plus, right now, you can save $1.50 each by mail on Denso Platinum TT Spark Plugs. That's a savings of up to $12. Get your parts in minutes, save dollars, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Mailing rebate void where prohibited. See store for details.